On a Monday, it's Bigger Pockets Daily. This is where we take the best articles from BiggerPockets.com and read them, so you can keep learning about real estate while you go about your busy life. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day, with Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets. This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want to grow your RE investing business? Stop DIYing by Alexander Felice. I previously wrote a piece titled, Four Reasons DIY is Dead, an argument for outsourcing everything. What amounted to a polarizing article was meant to explain why performing the labor in your real estate business is a terrible idea. I still love that article and agree with my original position, but I wanted to clarify and expand on it. It's extremely valuable to know how to DIY, but extremely low value to do. Avoid costly repairs. If you've never worked on a house before, how confident can you be when you walk into one without knowing the scope of work? I had a friend who asked me about a flip he was doing that apparently had all the baseboard installed wrong, so it needed to be replaced. He was incredibly anxious about this because he had no idea what baseboard was. To him, it sounded expensive, but he just didn't know better. For anyone else that doesn't know, baseboard is the small strip of floor trim that brings together the walls and the floor. It's super cheap and super easy to install or replace. If my friend didn't have me as a sounding board, then you can imagine how easily he could have gotten ripped off. This is the same old stereotype of the person who knows nothing about cars and gets told they need blinker fluid or muffler bearings. If you don't know better, you are at the mercy of blindly trusting your contractor, which is not a situation I recommend putting yourself in. Understanding how a house is put together, what the materials look like at the hardware store, how difficult things are to complete, and how long they take are all things that allow you to make faster and better decisions when you're doing rehabs. They also reduce the burden of stress, which may be the costliest part of real estate of all. For my friends who need to learn more about house construction but don't have a project yet, maybe wondering, Alex, I want to learn how a house is built, but I don't have one to practice on, and I can't quit my job and go into construction. What do you suggest? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I have the absolute perfect solution for this problem. Volunteer for Habitat for Humanity. Ha! First, even if you're a knucklehead who's never picked up a hammer, they will likely be very happy to have you. Second, you get to learn a ton about building homes, what things cost, and you can do it around experienced builders who won't let you mess anything up too badly. Third, you get to meet a ton of people and build some potentially great long-term relationships. Many of the people who volunteer at Habitat are full-time builders that have contracting businesses. Fourth, there is no downside risk to this at all. There is nothing you can do that will cost you money. It's a purely upside endeavor, and those are rare. Fifth, and most importantly, you get to give back to the community. Many people claim this as a motivating reason for their real estate business. Well, if you only do it for profit, then it's not as generous as one might claim. Manage your rental for a bit. These days, I use a property manager for my entire portfolio, but when I started, I self-managed my rentals. For single-family rental owners, this is a good experience to have. Understanding tenant onboarding, listening to their feedback and complaints, and dealing with a multitude of differing personalities are all things that are going to benefit your business immensely over time. Even when you turn things over to a property manager, you'll have a better relationship with them, because you'll have a deep understanding of what they have to deal with and what you're asking of them. You'll also be able to hire better property managers in the future because you'll know what it entails. One of the biggest problems new investors make is thinking they can buy any property anywhere in the country and just stick a property manager on it and it'll run well. This, in my opinion, is peak arrogance. You should really know what you're asking from a property manager before you assume they will just do their job, no matter what you throw at them. Property management is a difficult job, especially for C and D class properties, and having some experience in doing so will create a much different dynamic with your manager. Then, turn over management responsibilities. When is the correct time to turn things over to a property manager? My suggestion is to do so sooner rather than later. I turned my portfolio over at only 2 units, with about 2.5 years of self-managing. Your personal timeline will vary, and I think it depends on how much you genuinely enjoy having your hands in the business so closely. Some people genuinely like fixing toilets and managing tenants. If this is you, then don't feel compelled to outsource things so soon. Enjoying your business is priority number one, in my opinion. If it adds stress to your life, have someone else do it. For most people, I think they want real estate to create them freedom rather than just save a few bucks. Giving up 10% of gross profit for 90% stress reduction is maybe the best trade you can make in this business. Learning to manage the managers will provide the real freedom. Scale is the solution to every problem. From an economic standpoint, I 100% stand by the point of the original article that DIY is the least efficient way to run your business. This is the whole premise of the book, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. Working on the business and in the business is a different skill set. One of those skill sets scales, and one of them doesn't. The skills that scale are the ones you spend your time improving, and unscalable skills are the ones you outsource. I hope you got some value out of that article. Before I get out of here, did you know BiggerPockets has nationwide data that can help you identify the best market, neighborhood, and property to invest in? It's called BiggerPockets Insights, and it's a benefit available to pro members only. See if BiggerPockets Insights can help you at biggerpockets.com/insights. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.